The Assembly Campaigns and Elections Committee chair says there's bipartisan agreement on Assembly Bill 226 and Senate Bill 1. Republican Steve Freese has written Assembly Speaker John Gard and Majority Leader Mike Hipps to schedule them for a vote in the Assembly. But Hipps says he's not ready to commit to that, even though both bills have passed out of Freese's committee. Hipps says the bills are only two of many he's considering.
There's legislation that's being drafted even now that most recently the issue came up is whether or not we can use legislative staff or whether or not staff can go off payroll, because that's what they had been doing. They've been not taking a payroll. They've been going off and being paid by campaigns, but they were still getting health care benefits. And so we've got a bill that will say that you do not even get health care benefits, because that's still technically taxpayer-supported.
Hipps says another bill would ban the use of employees for campaign work. Meanwhile, Freese says in the wake of convictions of state lawmakers for corruption and an upcoming high-spending gubernatorial election, reform is needed now. He says the two bills stand a good chance of passing. One of the two bills combines and strengthens the state elections and ethics boards. The other accomplishes various campaign finance reforms. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.